probably the biggest, most influential piece of direct response copy in the market today is the video sales letter, at least in direct response businesses that have more complex sales propositions to make, more objections that they have to overcome, more uncertainty that they have to clear up. And the reason why is because it works. And so today I just want to talk about three things that every copywriter must know about video sales letters, whether you've been doing them for a long time or whether you are, you know, just really getting into copywriting and discovering them and maybe being faced with writing your video a video sales letter for the very first time. These three things that I'm going to share with you in just a minute here, they are what you must know. So that's what we'll cover in today's episode.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so three things every copywriter must know about writing video sales letters. Number one, you're still basically writing a sales letter. And so everything that you know about writing sales letters, everything that's been taught for decades about how to write sales letters, it still applies when it comes to video sales letters, especially when it comes to the deeper psychology, the underlying structure, the fundamental like templates that you're going to use. You need to like still treat this like a sales letter. The structure of the message is the same. So you're gonna get attention. You're gonna build interest throughout your pitch. You're gonna transition that interest in what you have to say into a desire for your product or your service, whatever your offer is going to be. And then you're going to take that desire and say, here's how you take action on it. So you go through that AIDA formula, attention, interest, desire, action, and you really like, that's what you need to capture. So you're going to have an opening, you're going to have a pitch, you're going to have an offer section, and all of that is going to be required to make the video sales letter work. Likewise, many of the big idea themes. So for example, in my high velocity copywriting program, I teach templates and structure. I also teach the three big idea types, which is, you know, you're going to solve an urgent problem, you're going to present a 10x opportunity, or you're going to present an imminent prediction of something that is going to happen that's going to then either create an urgent problem that needs to be solved or a 10x opportunity they're going to want to take advantage of. And, you know, the way you approach each of those is a little bit different. The structure of those is a little bit different. But fundamentally, like, it's all the same whether you're writing words to go on the page or whether you're going into a video script. And so you're still basically writing a sales letter when you write a video sales letter. Now, number two is actually a big, I don't know, exception to all those rules that I just told you still apply. And that is that the best video sales letters tend to be more intimate and conversational. And so whereas with a regular sales letter, you might be a little bit hyped up, a little bit excited, and come across more like a classic salesperson. With a video sales letter, you have to be careful, especially as you're getting towards the offer section, but this applies all the way back through the sales letter. With a video sales letter, it has to feel like you are having an intimate one-on-one conversation with the person. And sure, it may be a monologue, not a dialogue, right? It's just the person who's delivering the sales letter talking. But it should still feel like, hey, this person is sitting down, they're telling you their story, they're introducing you to something that like it was highly valuable for them or that they believe is highly valuable and could be valuable for you. And then they're telling you how to take action on it. And so the tone just feels a bit different. The tone and a general rule that I have that applies, you know, and frankly, this applies across writing text sales letters, video sales letters, webinars, other like video sales presentations, kind of the docu sales letter, like where it's a documentary or like a talking head interview. Regardless of the format, this rule applies, is that when it's just text, it's probably going to be the most salesy. And when you introduce different multimedia aspects, so when you introduce the voice, it becomes more conversational, more intimate, and is going to feel less salesy. And then when you introduce the person's face, it's going to feel even more conversational, more intimate, and even less salesy. And there's just this believability factor where having the kind of over the top, for example, price drop, like, oh, you know, all of this together is worth $10,843, but we're not going to charge you anywhere near that. We're going to, you know, we're not even going to charge you $5,843 or $4,000 or $3,000, or, you know, just going through that whole gimmicky price drop. Yeah, that might have worked in like the classic over the top infomercials. And it might work in text on page sales letters, but it really does not come across. You have to be more candid when it is coming out of someone's, like when you hear it in their voice, and even more so when you hear it in, when you see the person actually delivering it, to the point where there can actually be a benefit. For example, if you have a talking head interview and one person is the expert whose product or service is being sold, the other person could actually benefit from saying, now, I talked to Joe or I talked to Jane about how to take full advantage of their expertise here, and they've actually told me, and I want to share with you the details of this program. And then you might actually switch to essentially PowerPoint slides, right? If you were going to do face-to-face. In general, with a video sales letter, I maintain the same voice all the way throughout. And it's just at that point, it's just we come into a conversational, hey, and I put this in the program because I think it's immensely valuable to you. And I put this in the program. And, you know, I thought about this and, you know, frankly, I could have sold this for $2,000 or, you know, easily it would still be worth it at $1,000 or $500. But instead, I decided to drop the price down to $150. Or, you know, I'm just, hopefully you can hear the difference in the tone of my voice and how in a conversation, it becomes much more candid, the wording, the cadence, the style. And so when you think about this, you write it like it's a sales letter, but you pull back just a little bit on those salesy tactics and you write it to be a little bit more intimate and more conversational, more candid, and you should be good. And so number three, and this one's really important. You have to earn viewership every minute. So oftentimes we think, you know, when somebody, and this is true of all sales copy, but it's worth remembering. When we in our copywriter minds decide to write something, we believe that somebody, or we want to believe that somebody's going to read every single line. And if it's a video script, we want to believe that they're going to watch every single second. And yes, that would be great. And oftentimes the people who are buyers are the people who do watch every single second. But the way that you make that happen is not just by assuming that, oh, once they press play, I have them. The way that you make that happen is by doing things that stimulate curiosity for what's coming up, doing things that promise value for maintaining their attention, doing things that imply that the longer that they stick around, the more they're going to get. And there's lots of ways that you can do this. You can promise free gifts at the end of the video. You can have actually a series of things that you're going to discuss. For example, even just saying three things every copywriter must know about video sales letters. Most people probably who started engaging with this content, they probably stuck around at least to the beginning of number three, right? To get that third thing. So you're earning viewership every minute. And I'll tell you what comes next is really important. Because if you don't understand what comes next, you're going to completely miss out on the biggest opportunity that is going to come down the line in terms of video sales letter copywriting. And what comes next? Well, I'm not quite sure, but I wanted to demonstrate the type of teasing, I suppose, that you need to do when it comes to video sales letter copywriting. that you really do need to engage that curiosity. You do need to imply that what is coming in the video, what they're going to get by continuing to be engaged with the video, is going to bring them value. So that's it, the three things every copywriter must know about video sales letters. You're basically still writing a sales letter. It's more intimate and conversational, though, in terms of tone of voice. And so you want to be very candid. And you do have to earn viewership every minute. And that's how you get people to stick around to the end to actually take advantage of your offer. So I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Leave a comment with this episode or a review. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable are you finding it and why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? How did this make you rethink your approach to video sales letters? Is there any like little tip or takeaway that you think is important for others to see? When you leave that comment, it helps other people engage. It also helps you. It helps you really cement this knowledge. So it's not just, oh, I got some entertainment for 10 minutes, but it's, I actually learned something that I have reflected on and now I can apply the next time that I am working. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, other copywriters and marketers in your life. Also, don't forget to subscribe. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for copywriters and marketers and entrepreneurs. Again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.